Defending democracy, educating voters. This is In the Public Interest on 89.1 WEMU, our biweekly conversation with the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area. This is Lisa Berry, and this week we're talking to local league member Roddy Wares, who we've spoken to before on the segment, but don't know if we really talked about your background. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Fill us in a little bit about all your accomplishments and who you are.
I don't know about accomplishments. I grew up in Canada, and in some ways that made me want to be more active in getting folks to vote. I've been involved with a number of nonprofits, including helping to found the Interfaith Hospitality Network, which then became Alpha House, and I was also worked with Peace Neighborhood Center and helped in development when they were building their new building, and just been involved in the community a lot through my kids, coached field hockey, taught yoga.
And today you're here to talk to us about registering high school students to vote. And I know that was a big push for the league last year. What's happening now?
Well, we're doing the same thing this year. We went to 14 schools in Washtenaw County last year. We went to all but three of the public schools. And of those, one of them we helped train the young people to do it. And the other one has had a program going for a number of years. And every school invited us back. And we've actually gone to most of those again this year, and our numbers are up. I expected we would kind of get fewer because it's not an election year, but in fact, they're pretty much up from last year. The teachers and staff there are very welcoming to us. The kids are appreciative and enthusiastic. They want to get registered to vote, and they want their voices heard.
How does it work? You go into the local high schools and set up a table or meet them at lunchtime?
They're all different. We try not to do that. We try not to go at lunch when they've got all these other things happening. All of the seniors need to take an English class. So in lots of the schools, we actually go into each individual English class. In some of the schools, they bring the English classes to us in their media center. We've also met in a number of schools with all the seniors all at once in an auditorium setting. And so that gives us a chance to do about a 15-minute, 20-minute presentation. And then the kids fill out the forms. We take them in. Last year we had to have the clerks with us, and this year we don't because of the change in the laws, although they often come with us when they're available.
And what do you tell them? What is part of your presentation?
Well, you know, we don't really tell them anything except how to. We don't really talk about why, because I think these kids know why. What we do is we teach them how to get an absentee ballot, how to vote away from home. We talk to them about what they need, the ID they need to register. We talk to them about joining turbovote.org, which is this wonderful website that reminds kids when to vote, where to vote, and what they're voting for. And then we actually have for kids who are too young to vote, who are still meeting with us, we have cards that they fill out, and then we send them an email that helps them register themselves. We do a little presentation right in the beginning, which actually shows them physically what it looks like, what their percentage of the vote is. So in their age group, where they have the same number of kids as people who are 65 and older people vote at three times the numbers as the young people. And so we want them to see that they really have even more power if they all vote and they all register. And so we kind of physically show that to them. That seems to excite them to register even more.
Does this turn into some interesting conversations, perhaps one-on-one with the students?
Well, we just sort of go in there. The schools are very busy. They try to fit us in this short time. We have some conversations, but mostly almost every kid or student that we meet really does want to register. And so most of the kids who are not registering, it seems like they're too young. They may not be citizens. They may not feel comfortable in some other way, but it's not a conversation. At first we thought we'd say, why do you want to vote and so on, but mm-hmm. We've cut that down because we just don't have the time generally, and they just all want their voices heard, and they're excited. I mean, they clap afterwards, and a lot of kids, I feel like an adult now, and they're just very, very excited to have their voices heard, to be able to register to vote, and I don't think we have much to add on to what they already are telling each other.
Do you think you saw an impact? I know the League of Women Voters did this last year, registering high school students to vote. Did you think you saw an impact on the outcome of the elections from that?
Well, if you look at the Big Ten, if you look at the University of Michigan, last year the precincts around the university, the increase in the number of people who actually voted in the precincts was 250% about.
Wow.
So that was a huge impact. And across the whole country, there was a 10% increase in that age group. So in Michigan, that would mean 50,000 more young people ages 18 to 25 voted. And that's a big chunk of votes, especially when the presidential election in 2016 was won in Michigan by 10,000 votes. So we also point that out to the kids. I mean, we do, you know, your vote matters, even though your individual vote may not seem like it matters. When you put all those votes together, it has a big impact.
Now, I know there were some proposals and laws that changed voting and registering that were approved last year, and then, of course, they were challenged. Where are we on all that, and what has changed as far as registering to vote?
Well, one of the really good things is that last year, we had a must-vote-in-person law, which meant that people had to vote in person before they could get an absentee ballot or show their photo ID either to their clerk or the Secretary of State. So that meant that a lot of kids were registering. Years ago, I used to register kids, and it would make me so upset that I would register kids to vote in college, but they couldn't actually vote because they couldn't get home to vote in person. So now that's gone, and so we can register students without having the clerks there, although they tend to come with us because they also like to be a part of this, and they can then be very careful when we hand in the forms. And so now kids can even register themselves. They can download the form online. They can mail it to their clerk. And as long as they fill out their ID correctly, they can then vote absentee. They can vote absentee themselves. So they don't have to go through that whole thing of either voting in person or going and showing their ID to somebody. A lot of people think they have to register every time. And that's not true. These kids, in 5 minutes, they fill out a form and they're empowered for the rest of their lives.
And you mentioned you grew up in Canada. How does it work there?
In Canada, when you turn 18, you're automatically put into the voter registry. And a week before the elections, as far as I understand, they send everybody a card telling them where to vote and when the election is and what's on the ballot.
Couple more months left in the school year. Are you done for this year, and do you have plans for next year?
Well, we still have two big schools to go to, and we still have our two biggest public schools to go to, and then we're done for this year. Well, we're not really. We're coming back in the fall. Usually we register young people in the spring for the November elections, but this year, because the primaries are in March, we're planning on going in the fall this year to the schools. And actually, this year, I did not expect an increase in the number of students registering, but we have an increase. So even though there's not an election right coming up, these kids they want their voices heard, and even more than last year, they're coming forward and signing those forms and giving them to us, and we're taking them to the clerks, and they're being registered for the rest of their lives.
Roddy Wares from the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area, thank you so much for enlightening us and sharing your information for this segment of In the Public Interest here on 89.1 WEMU.